Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. O leader of the house of Israel, giver of the law to Moses on Sinai, come to rescue us with your mighty power. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, seeing he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your house, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his house. He had no relations with her until she bore a son, and he named him Jesus. We have to learn from St. Joseph the virtue of obedience. It is in the voice of God through the angel. Today also the Holy Spirit worked in us. At times it speaks to us in our soul. Important is that we open ourselves moment by moment by living the will of God with quietness of heart. At times the Holy Spirit will talk to us. Many times we cannot hear the voice of the Holy Spirit because we are too busy, wandering here and there. Of course, not all the time important messages given us. But it's important to have this habit, to keep silence. Talk to Jesus time when you want. He's always with us. Just stay with him. At times, when we open ourselves, it works. No matter what the consequence, we have to always keep our heart in silence so that we have the relationship with the Lord. Have an open heart to every person to be encountered during the day. Jesus says, whatever you do the least, you do it to me. So we believe that Jesus is inviting us to love all the people that is sent to us. By listening, by giving a helping hand, by consoling, by just being with, no judgment. Even at times people were against us, give them blessing. Jesus will bless every people. He died for them. So that we have to learn from Jesus, love all, without distinction.